So we were fishing, doing our job, and it was just the end of the day. And I have an underwater diver propulsion vehicle, you know, a little thing that'll fly divers around underwater. I was just looking for fish for the next day. I figured do a little reconnaissance dive, looking around. And on my dive, I got pretty far from the boat, and then I found something that I'd never, ever seen before. And it resembled like a bagel cut in half, and then around the circle of the bagel, these bowls all cut into it, or molded into it, sorry, like half spheres, bowl type things, okay? So they were all around the center, and it was the strangest thing I'd ever seen. It was quite large, right? So I came out from the dive, and I came up, and I started telling my crew, oh my God, I found a UFO. I found the strangest thing I had ever seen diving. I've been diving a long time. So I asked the skipper, because he'd been there before, or in that area before, you know, you ever see this before? And he said no. And so over the next few days, every night when we got to the Packer, I would ask the other divers, especially the old guys that have been diving that area for 30 years or more, you know, you ever dove there? You ever see this thing? You know, anybody know what this thing is? Because it's so big, you would have to notice it. Nobody had ever seen it or really dove there before. So then one of them told me the story. And so a couple days later, we got into cell reception, and I Googled it, and sure enough, there was a story about this lost bomb. And in this, I think it was Wikipedia, I read about this lost bomb, and they mentioned what kind of bomb it was, a Mark IV. So from there, I Googled photographs of Mark IV bombs, and there's hundreds of pictures, and I was going through them looking for one, not of just the outside, but maybe of the inside, and I found a picture, and there was a piece that looked very much like what I saw, a big circle with these balls. I had no idea that a nuclear bomb contained all these big balls, bigger than basketballs. The plane that was carrying the bomb, it crashed 50 miles south of where I found that object. So that's what really set me off. Like, wow, I'm right in the right area, and it looks like the thing that, it looks like a piece of, it could be a piece of that thing, and there's nothing else like that, and what else could it possibly be? I was thinking UFO, but probably not a UFO, right?